Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Mr. Bannon stands alone in his complete defiance of our subpoena. That's not acceptable. No one in this country, no matter how wealthy or how powerful, is above the law.
The House January 6 Select Committee unanimously approved a criminal contempt report against former Trump strategist Steve Bannon for defying a subpoena. Panel Chair Congressman Benny Thompson urged other witnesses to comply. Bannon is claiming executive privilege, which both the White House and the panel reject. Republican Liz Cheney called on other members of her party to support the committee's work and said Bannon had advanced knowledge of the Capitol attack.
On January 5th, Mr. Bannon publicly professed knowledge that, quote, all hell is going to break loose tomorrow, end quote.
The report goes to the full U.S. House for a vote, and if passed, a criminal referral would be sent to the U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C., who could take the matter before a grand jury. After a day of meetings with Democrats, the White House says President Joe Biden is more confident about the future of his Build Back Better plan. The final bill will likely drop tuition-free community college, and while the child tax credit will be extended for another year, it will reportedly be means-tested, as requested by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
I don't believe that we should turn our society into an entitlement society. I think that we should still be a compassionate, rewarding society.
Negotiations on alternative emission reduction strategies continue, with Manchin firmly opposed to government penalties on electric utilities that fail to meet clean energy goals.
The carbon tax is not on the board at all right now.
The spending plan is currently $3.5 trillion, but Biden's bottom line numbers are reportedly between $1.9 and $2.2 trillion. And after blowback from banks and Republicans, Democrats are now proposing to allow the IRS to access information about bank accounts with more than $10,000 in deposits or withdrawals in a year, instead of the $600 first proposed. President Biden's nominee to lead U.S. Customs and Border Protection was grilled by a Senate committee Tuesday. Tucson, Arizona, Police Chief Chris Magnus said he would balance border security with humane policies. On construction of a border wall, Magnus says he's met with agents who say there are gaps where a wall would make sense.
I'm not taking issue with that, but they also talk about the need for better technology, better basic resources related to their ability to communicate by radio and by phone.
Magnus, an outspoken critic of Trump's immigration policies, told senators he cares about innovation, not ideology. Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry is facing a federal indictment for allegedly lying to federal officials during an investigation into contributions made by a foreign national to his reelection campaign in 2016, which are illegal. Cole Hemstreet contributed reporting. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.